and the poem. It's a little bit when you're a songwriter and you start to become more involved in the spoken word scene, it's a little bit like slowly taking off your clothing, you know, thinking, well, okay, now I'm going to put down my guitar, now I'm not going to think about the fact that I have the benefit of a repeated chorus to be able to get people's attention. This is more so than song lyric all about the words, and so the care and the deliberation and the craft of the writing takes on a slightly different, I have to approach it slightly differently. However, there is still that kind of overtly rhythmic and performative aspect to it that at its worst can get in the way of interesting or subtle or meaningful content, but that you know, at its best can add a real energy and personality to a spoken word piece. So I found that the transition from song lyric into spoken word world was a relatively effortless one, simply because I it was something that I was doing in my own work anyway, and it was a world I sort of got invited into because of the things that I was already doing, as opposed to being asked to do them. That changed a little bit when I was being, you know, asked to essentially write poems, especially for specific events. You know, I think I was I approached the very first poem that I released as Poet Laureate. I was trying to be a bit of a smartass, but I did it all in like text symbols and emoticons. Because I thought, well, better be weird than bad. But from that point on, what I started to realize is that you know, the process and the reason that I think I started off by trying to make this distinction between a poem and a song lyric is I did find myself approaching it very, very differently. I wasn't writing a poem and wishing it was a song. I wasn't writing it as a song and then stripping away the music and seeing what was left. In eschewing the melody, the rhythm, the thought of instrumentation, the thought of layering, I found that it was at once made the whole thing, you know, a bit of a source of anxiety, but also created a certain amount of freedom, in that I didn't have to think of it as a package. I didn't have to think of all these elements. I didn't have to wonder if I needed to second guess, the insertion of a bridge here or a double chorus at the end. In some ways, only having the words and being able to experiment with different forms was in some ways for me a lot more exciting than writing a song lyric, and I tried to approach it that way. What I have found, however, is that every piece I've written, and I wrote about 20 of them in the last 8 months, I need to go back and rigorously rework and edit, because a lot of them are first drafts and they're written, you know, just before I have to go and do a piece for the Calgary Folk Festival launch, or a piece for the Equinox Graveyard Vigil, or, you know, a piece for the Suicide Prevention Symposium, or a piece for the Downtown City Center Planning Commission's 9 o'clock meeting in the Palomino Room. It happens in such a blur that I feel like the care and the craft and the rigor that needs to go into choosing the words carefully, it was something that I haven't had a chance to do, but then nonetheless, I am excited about doing. So if I take away, the thing that is probably the most both frustrating and exciting at the same time is that in this first phase, I've just been asked to do pieces for very specific events, and so I haven't actually had a chance to even explore what I would want to write about. I think when I was writing song lyric, I could write about whatever I wanted, it was often, headlines of newspapers or overheard conversations, and a lot of these pieces, you know.